Well, Stormy Daniels is trending. On November 14th, 1998, while Bill Clinton was president, he paid Paula Jones $850,000 to shut up and go away. Hillary Clinton had her subpoenaed cell phones smashed and her subpoenaed laptop bleached. Her husband flew 26 times to Epstein's pedophile island. There was not one indictment. Last summer, Red Lobster launched a $20 all-you-can-eat shrimp deal. It was very popular, but it cost the company over $11 million in one quarter. Now, according to Restaurant Business Online, Red Lobster is filing for bankruptcy. Food and labor costs have skyrocketed, and fewer Americans are choosing to eat out at restaurants. The White House says they're unable to track $6.2 billion they sent to Ukraine. California says they're unable to track $24 billion they spent to combat homelessness. The Pentagon says they're unable to track $2.3 trillion of military spending. Treasury Department says they're unable to track $5 trillion of pandemic spending. The IRS says, we know you sent $601.57 to your friend. You better report it or you're going to jail. I say, live local radio is the last bastion of free speech in America. Your voice is the last best hope, and nobody here wants to cancel you. A lot is made today of fake news. Well, remember this. In the history of the world, the ones trying to cancel other people, the ones trying to silence others, have always been the ones lying. This is News Talk 1100, WCGA.